Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 166 of the Healing Fountain Show, and this is the show where we cross time zones and meridians to connect with our listeners and with our guests sometimes, and with our co-presenter in America. But today our guest, Lauren Robertson, is actually from the UK, and in fact she's from Scotland, and she just happens to be the daughter of our resident angel communicator, Jane Dawson. But in her own right, she's a very talented lady. She's a dream analyst. I nearly said analysis. Well, it sounds good. And psychic medium. And she was born in Glasgow. And she's been doing her work for 10 years. So we're really looking forward to bringing her on. But in the meantime, we're going to cross time zones now and join up with Gary, one and only Mr. Gary Moore in America. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Jane Christie. Hi, everyone. We were across time zones, oceans, dimensions,
yes.
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
So how was your holiday?
Mine? Oh, it was lovely, thank you. Short, but very nice. Just a bit of a rest, really. But have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I've actually finished mine. I bought everybody a box. And inside the box, I put a little note saying, the world is going to end on the 21st of December, so I haven't bought you anything. Blame the Mayans.
There you go.
I'm only joking. I won't get away with that, I'll tell you. Anyway.
I just love waiting to the last minute before I do that anyway. So it seems to go a lot better.
I've got about 5 presents out of 30. So I've got about another 25 to get. But I do get online and get some of them online, which is not too bad. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as I said, we've got a lovely guest anyway. And before we actually bring her on, we're going to play a song she's requested. And it's Jason Mraz's song, Sleeping to Dream.
I love Jason Mraz.
Yeah, I'll give this one a spin. When it kicks in.
I'm dreaming of sleeping next to you, feeling like a lost little boy in a brand new town. I'm counting my sheep, and each one that passes is another dream to ashes, and they all fall down. And as I lay me down tonight, I close my eyes, but what a beautiful sight, sleeping a dream about you, and I'm so tired of having to live without you, but I don't mind, sleeping a dream about you. Your eyes, your lips, your hair, and you were everywhere. I woke up in the ditches, I hit the light, and I thought you might be here, but you were nowhere. Oh, well, you were nowhere home. And as I lay me back to sleep, Lord, I about you, and I'm so tired of having to live without you, but I don't mind sleeping a dream about you, and I'm so tired.
So tired. Well, I hope he dreams, and I hope he has a lovely dream. And he can call in and ask our lovely Lauren to translate the dream for him. So we're going to bring Lauren on right now. Are you there, Lauren?
Hi, John. Hi, Johnny. Hi, Lauren.
Hey,
Hello, Lauren. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm excellent. How are you?
I am perfect, thank you. So are you.
Yeah, so am I.
We're all perfect.
And so are you.
Oh, everything's perfect as usual.
Absolutely.
So how was it, how did you come to into the angelic, in becoming a dream analyst and psychic medium and so forth? Was it on account of your mother, or did you come on it all your own, in your own right, or what happened?
Well, I'm incredibly lucky that the path spiritually that I am on seems to have been chosen for me by spirit. So rather than me choosing the path, it found me. When I was 8 years old, I began to have dreams that came true and dreams that had a very strong basis in reality. I would dream about world events and then it would happen. Or I'd dream about a place that I had never visited before, and then a few days later I would be taken there. And this experience happened from when I was 8 years old to when I was 13. And when I was 13, I had this incredibly vivid dream one night. And in this dream, I was running through a dark forest and I was in my bare feet. And I'd been chased by something, and I couldn't see what it was that was chasing me. And as I turned round to see what was pursuing me, I was confronted by a huge werewolf, a terrifying werewolf.
Ooh.
And so I kept running, and then before anything else had occurred, all of a sudden I had a baseball bat in my hand. So I just stopped in my tracks, and I thought, no, I have to face this. So I turned round. And as the werewolf lunged at me to eat, I boxed it on the nose with the baseball bat and a big bit of pink jelly flew off of it.
Sorry, it's not funny, but it sounded funny, but.
Well, the more I was whacking this werewolf, the more bits of pink jelly were flying off it, and slowly but surely, with each whack, it was turning into a jellyfish. Now, a few days before I had this dream, I had a book purchased for me, and I had wanted to read this book. I hadn't got into it yet, and it had been sitting on my bedside table. The morning after having this dream, I stuck, got out my bed, and I knocked this book onto the floor, and it broke open at a particular page. And without thinking about it, I picked the book up, and the page that it broke open at, the very first line on the top of that page said, "Beware of people in your life who are jellyfish acting as werewolves."
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So my dream...
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the beginning.
Well, I do believe that if you have nightmares, you can actually, if you have a recurring nightmare, you can actually get into the dream and alter the outcome, can't you? So
yes,
I've heard.
Absolutely, Jan. This is known as lucid dreaming. It's a process by which you can heal yourself from spiritual, emotional, and mental traumas by using dream as a blank canvas by which you can go in and change the outcome of a negative dream. I've heard that be very successful at times.
That's great, isn't it, that you can do that? Because I used to have nightmares. It wasn't a recurring one. Apart from the only aspect would be and I wouldn't be able to move, or trying to scream and no noise would come out. That was the other thing that one had in common.
This is a very common...
It's what, sorry?
Well, absolutely. And it's a very common dream. And I'd like to talk a little, if I may, about some dreams that are very common that may have happened.
Yeah, that'd be
and
great.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Dreaming about not being able to run or to escape. Dreaming about not being able to shout for help. And also dreaming about not being able to push or fight your way out of trouble, as in your hips have no force behind them. Everything is concerned with responsibility. Now, what it tells me, Jan, is from an early age, you've had a lot of stability in life, some of which you have chosen and some of which has been put upon you just by ebb and flow of life. So from a very early age, you've been incredibly independent. You've been a person that others would lean upon and rely on a great deal. And though you dream about not being in control, because to a great extent, your life has been all about being in control. Would you understand?
Yeah, yes, I do. And I'll tell you what, another one dream that is symbolic of that is that I've been driving a car, and then all of a sudden, the car decides it's going backwards, and I'm braking like mad, and the car won't stop, it's going backwards. That's a horrible one.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. What that represents is, in the dream, your heart is life. When we dream about modes of transportation, it represents our journey through life. Now, if you drive backwards and the brake isn't working, this tells me two things. First of all, as an adult, you're receiving a great deal of healing concerning your relationship with your parents. And secondly, that you very, very much want to have a meaningful life. You want to be able to contribute and give something back to the community, but you put too much pressure on yourself to do so, which is why you're dreaming about driving in reverse.
Oh, wow. Now, that's interesting. Thank you for that. Great.
So when it comes to matters of the spirit...
Apart from the radio, do you have any connection to doing voluntary work or charity work?
No, I do the... well, I'm a light worker, so I do whatever.
Absolutely.
As a light worker, I do try to do my bit. And the universe has been very, very good to me, and so I try to give something back. But... you know, actually, we do have quite a few callers on the line.
Excellent. Bring them on. I'm very excited to hear what they have to say.
Okay. Unless you
want
to...
We're very excited to bring them on as well.
We are, yeah. And do you want to bring Gus? There's one called Gussie is here, is on. Do you want
Gussie
to bring them on?
Gussie is here. Sure, I'll go ahead and bring that one on.
Thanks, Gary.
Gussie is here was first in line. So Gussie is here. You're on air with Lauren. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi,
Gussie.
Hi.
I'm presuming.
Well, actually, that's not my real name, but that's my Skype name, but I like it well enough that you can call me that. That's fine, too.
Great.
Hello, Gussie. What question would you have for Lauren?
Is she doing strictly dream analysis? Is that correct?
Well, if you wanted something else doing... she's quite willing to do anything, but we were going to try and concentrate on dreams. Otherwise, it doesn't distinguish it from the other angel communication shows that we do. But if you've got a question for her, I'm sure she'll answer you.
What other kinds of questions are you taking in addition to dream analysis?
Hi, Bessie. Thank you very much for calling.
Hi.
I have my tarot cards with me, and also I do soul-to-soul readings. So I can give you some information just based on the energy of your voice. So
okay.
If you would like to ask me a question, I can throw a couple of tarot cards for you.
Okay.
Or we can have an intuitive discussion about your question.
Okay. My main question is, I have a recurring nightmare since the last 35 years. It's actually really my health right now. That's more of a priority. My health is not. I sound kind of congested actually today, but I get really bad headaches. I get a lot of headaches. I used to not get headaches at all, different kinds of headaches, and I've done a lot of different. I've pursued a lot of different modalities to relieve myself of them, but they still are a big part of my life. So, anything that you might be able to say around the cause or really, you know, and what course of action I might do to rid myself of them. Really helpful.
Okay, that's a very interesting question, and thank you so much for sharing that. There's a couple of points that I would like to make. First of all, Vicky, you're incredibly sensitive. I can feel from your energy and from your voice that you are a person who is very absorbent of the emotions and the feelings of other people. You are also incredibly sensitive in terms of your nutrition and food. So I feel that there is a combination of something that you are eating and also of the amount that you allow others to perhaps be negative around you that may be contributing to the problem specifically to do with the headache. Do you find in life that you listen to a lot of problems from other people?
Do I'm having a little bit hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or the audio. It just got kind of weird right there. I sound like a microphone being moved or something like that. I caught the first part about being very sensitive to, I'm very empathic to others. That is correct. And something about the heart, but I didn't understand, and the foods. So that's kind of where I lost you a little bit. Could you repeat that, and I can answer your question?
Yes, definitely. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's not the best quality. It sounds a bit like you're in a well, but please continue.
Okay, I shall do my very best. What I was saying is that I feel you are a person who, because you are very sensitive and because you are an excellent listener, you may sometimes find that you are asked for guidance or help quite a lot. And because of that, you perhaps have quite a lot of negative emotion around you. Would you understand?
I'm not asked for help at all, really, but I am a very, very good listener, yes. Very attentive, very perceptive, and very, very, very strong listener. But people don't ask me for help. I don't feel valued by anybody, really.
Okay. So the impression that I get very much for you is that you have to be aware of the energy that you're allowing yourself to absorb from the outside world. So from other people and from reading the news and, you know, generally from the attitudes that the world can throw at us, you are incredibly sensitive to. So I feel that this may be partly what is causing your headache. So when you go to your bed in the evening, since we're speaking about dreaming, I want you to visualize yourself surrounded by a rose pink light, and in doing that you ask the universe to remove any residual negativity that may be connected to your energy. Will you do that for me, Gussie?
I can do that, and I do that. As I said, I've been pursuing many modalities. I don't, you know, with all due respect, I feel that I did not start getting headaches until I was about around 50. It was like, I feel like a lot of it is body change. I've been very conscientious about diet, making changes in diet, and just being very mindful of what goes into my body. I understand what you're saying, but that's not where the solution lies. I have to be really, really forthright. I've done energy work that isn't, I feel it's something physical. I don't mean like a tumor or something of that nature, although it could be, but I don't think it's that. I feel like this whole body system is it's in the body. It's a body source, and that's where I feel frustrated, because I have, again, pursued so many different kinds of modalities and solutions. And although they've alleviated, they have not gone away. And it's a hard way to live, having a headache, most of the time.
I understand, absolutely. So I would like you to remain with that guidance that I gave you, because if you're in the frame of mind where you think, this isn't working, I'm not sure about this, I feel it's something in the body, your mind can create that certainly in your body. And so your mind can help you to undo it also. What I would like to ask you, Grishmi, is how are you with dairy? Because I feel very drawn to sort of asking you about your relationship with dairy products.
My relationship with you?
Dairy products, so like milk and cheese and yogurt.
Very minimal.
Okay. A little bit of cream in my coffee. That's it. I eliminated dairy a long time ago. In fact, that was one of the first foods that I eliminated or reduced. You know, I mean, drastically. We do. So it is not dairy. It's not dairy. I wish I could say it was, because that would be an easy answer. But I've already, like I said, I've been trying to figure this out for almost 5 years. It's not the dairy. I wish it were.
Have you been alkalizing?
What's that?
Have you been alkalizing? Increasing your alkalinity.
Yes.
In your body.
I've been doing that. Yes.
Okay. That sounds like something that manifested in your physical as a result of something. And you're about to get the answer.
But also, there's a lot of people with headaches at the moment because of the shift and because of the solar flares and all the problems that the Mother Earth is going through. We're picking up on it as well. But also, make sure you drink plenty of water. Anybody who gets headaches, you could be dehydrated. And sometimes I forget to drink water.
No, that's not it either. I'm really mindful of drinking water. Again, I said this has been 5 years of really, really dedicated different approaches, changes, massive amounts of changes. I'm very sensitive to water, so I'm very mindful of keeping my, and I live in a very dry climate as well, so I'm mindful of keeping my body hydrated. I realize when it's not, and so that's not it either.
Okay, Gussie. Well, there's two more things I would like to say to you, please.
Okay.
First of all, do you think that you are a person who carries quite a lot of worry internally?
A lot of what was that?
Worry, concern, or worry?
Life has been extremely hard in the last several years, so there's been a lot of reason to be worried, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because, like I said, back to my original point, I just feel that sitting in the color of compassion, to have compassion for yourself and to trust your body, because I get the sense that you are very worried about these headaches, just being able to trust your body that all is well instead of seeing something wrong that requires a solution may help your outlook, and in doing so, your outlook may help to alleviate your headache simply because you're feeling better within yourself. Now, the second thing that I would like to say to you is I chose a tarot card for you, and it's the Wheel of Fortune. Now, the Wheel of Fortune does tell us that you have had a difficult time in the past, but those times are not now, they're coming to an end. I do feel that there's going to be very major change for you in the next 4 months. And I do also see you taking a road trip somewhere.
A road trip, you said?
Yes. Do you have plans to visit somebody that you care about?
Not in the immediate future. I'm unemployed, so, you know, without an income, you can't really do anything. But there's some reason. There's been a death in the family. There's some reason to make a road trip. If I ever have money, and if I ever have a job and the money to do it, yeah.
Okay. Well, Gussie, I would like you to use this affirmation. I attract abundance and prosperity all day, every day.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Every single day, go ahead and say it as many times as you can, because I feel that the solutions to your headaches, like I said, lie more in how you're feeling. I know that you feel it's a very physical pain, but I do very strongly feel that it is emotional, spiritual, and mental at its root.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wheel of Fortune helps us to understand that by working through these issues, you will be working through alleviating this problem. Please, medical advice, if this is ongoing, if it is something that is extremely debilitating, seek medical advice. And as it says at the beginning of the show, we're not doctors here.
Right.
You know, just supplement what was told you with speaking to your doctor, my darling, okay?
Right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, Lucy.
Much to your credit, you've been doing, you know, diligently using the process of elimination, figuring out what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So rest on that. Rest on your laurels, because you are on the verge of a breakthrough.
Absolutely.
It's like, it was like Thomas Edison, you know, inventing the light bulb. They conducted 4,000 experiments and failed. And they asked him if he was discouraged. He said, no, I just learned 4,000 different ways of how to not make a light bulb.
So. But also, Gussie, don't forget, you can always ask your higher self. So get into a meditation and ask your higher self, what is the matter with your physical body? And look for the answer.
The answer will come.
Yeah.
That's very good advice, Jan.
Thank you. Yours was as well. Anyway, we want to thank Gussie for calling in, because we do have someone else, I think, waiting to speak. Yeah, we've got had someone waiting 24 minutes.
Okay.
So
right.
We'll love you and leave you, Gussie, and thank you for calling in, and good luck with that.
Thank
you. Yes, thank you, Gussie.
Bye, Gussie. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll move on to the 510 area code.
Let's hope we have a better sound on this one. It sounded like a dog barking in the background.
Let's hope so.
You're a connection, I mean, a slightly too close to your mic there, Lauren. It could be.
Okay.
Perhaps there was some background noise, a dog or something, but 510, you are on the air with Lauren Robertson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I have a question regarding a dream that I had. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
Hi, Lisa.
In my dream, I was in front of my father's house, and I was on the sidewalk. And you know how a plane or a car gets their motor running to take off? Well, I was getting my motor running within me to fly. So I started off a little slow, and as I kept walking, my motor within me started gearing up, and before you knew it, I was able to fly. So can you explain what that was all about?
Thank you very much for sharing that dream, Lisa. That is very interesting. There's several elements coming into that dream. First of all, let's start with being outside your father's house. Now, dreaming about a property to do with our past concerns looking after our physical body. So I feel that this denotes that you are interested in your own wellness and your own fitness, that you have recently become more interested in taking care of your body as a temple. Does that make sense to you, Lisa?
Yes, I really work on keeping my body fit. I eat right and I work out, so my body is very important to me. And I happened to be visiting my father's house at the time of my dream.
Okay, well, that part of it is organic, because if we dream about something that is concerned with our actual conscious experience, it is simply our mind's way of working out the debris that we don't need. So it's getting rid of all the thoughts and the memories that are not essential to our waking life. So that's why if you dream that you are in a particular TV show, after watching that TV show, that's why. And likewise, if you're visiting your father's house and then you dream specifically about your father's house, that part is organic. However, the flying is incredibly interesting. Usually when flying occurs in a dream, this represents that you have an incredibly strong connection to your higher self, to the spirit world, to all that is, and you have a very natural knowingness about how the universe works. Now, because of that, you will sometimes feel a little bit alone, you may sometimes feel like the people around you don't fully understand you. But it's a very, very positive thing because you have a natural adeptness with spirituality. So I'm not surprised that you listen to this show because you have this natural ability to connect with spirit in your nature. But again, I would like to say that getting yourself revved up represents that you will have very significant spiritual lessons to learn in this lifetime. So you may have a life that is very eventful and not very straightforward. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I am very connected to spirituality. That's what I practice. So you were very much right on when you said that.
I think that definitely concerning your dream, you should keep up with your spiritual work and any mode of spiritual learning that you feel naturally drawn to. You should go for it. I would say that dreaming about revving your engine up sometimes can be an indication that you have to battle with your ego. So do you have, would you say, some issues concerning self-doubt?
Yes.
Okay. So your dream knows that you have the potential for greatness. It's just your conscious mind that has to catch up.
Okay.
Okay,
so I want
you to and keep going with your physical fitness, keep going with your spiritual development, and this will be the way in which you face your challenges in life with flair and pizzazz and also with success.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so very much for that.
Okay,
wonderful.
No problem.
Thank you for calling, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Lisa, thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Well, we do have another caller who we'll take right now, and it's area code 301. And so we'll just bring them on. Hello, area code 301. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, everyone. Well, my name is Denise, and I'm calling from the state of Maryland.
Oh, hi, Denise. Are you in the chat room as well?
Yes, yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm actually
great.
In the chat room as well. How are you all doing today?
Hi, Denise.
Great.
Hi, guys. How are
you? Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys, for taking my call. I was calling because I need y'all's help, please. Normally, I wouldn't put too much thought into this, but I've been having these dreams for the past 30 days, and they've been consecutive. We're talking day after day after day, and these dreams involve someone from my past many years ago in a relationship, but the reason I'm a little bothered about it is because it's really taking a toll on me. In the morning when I wake up, I feel completely drenched, and I don't know why the reoccurrence of the dreams are so consecutive day after day. And I thought maybe I could have a positive affirmation that I could say just to help me overall, because I don't know what else to think. I don't know why I'm even having these dreams, and I'm really being bothered by it now.
Okay, Denise, well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. There's a few things that I would like to break down about this experience that you're having. Now, first of all, having dreams that are recurring or that are repetitive usually represent an aspect of life that you're having difficulty moving forward from, because the dream is telling you or asking you to do something, and there is a part of you that is perhaps not ready or as reluctant to do what the dream is asking. Now, that actually comes into conflict with the content of your dream, because when we allow a person from our past to be in our dreams, it usually represents that we have, in fact, moved forward from them. We've allowed ourselves to move on, it's in the past, and we're totally fine with that. So the fact that your dream is quite conflicting suggests to me that you are a person who at the moment is feeling quite conflicted about something in your waking life. Now, that may be a completely different topic than what your dream is expressing, but the dream is expressing a sense of indecision. So is there something at the moment within your waking life that you have been feeling conflicted or indecisive about?
I am. I'm married, and I've been married for 8 years, but I'm actually thinking about continuing without my husband. So maybe that's why I'm having the dreams. I just don't know. I don't speak to this person. We were in a relationship for many, many years. I don't know anything about him, but for almost 30 days, I keep on having these dreams, and they seem so real. And in the morning, I'm just waking up, and it's taking a toll on my body, even when I'm driving to work or trying to concentrate on what I'm doing. And that's not me.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so honest. What I would say is the man that you're dreaming about, your previous partner, he is a safe avatar. So in your dream, he is a safe symbol that your subconscious is using to represent the conflict that you have in your waking life. So it's the very fact that you no longer have a connection to him is the reason why your subconscious is permitting him to represent relationships to you. Does that make sense?
It does.
He's a safe symbol of what you need to focus on and concentrate on. Now, it also feels to me from your voice, from your energy, that you're not going into the deepest levels of sleep. Do you find that you are easily awoken or easily disturbed from sleep?
Yes, I sure am. I usually wake up at 3:00, 3:30 in the morning every single night.
Okay, and bless you, because I think it's because you have so much on your mind at the moment that your consciousness is just having difficulty letting go until you get these issues resolved. So I will give you an affirmation, Denise.
Yes, please.
Okay, that affirmation is, it is safe for me to let go and sleep.
And sleep, you said?
Yes. It is safe for me to let go and sleep.
Guys, you don't know how much I really appreciate you helping me with this affirmation and taking my call and doing so much for everyone that calls. We're really, really grateful. Seriously.
Oh, we're grateful to you for calling in, Denise. And also, I think I'll take that advice as well, because I wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock every morning and download information from wherever it's coming from. So maybe you're getting your guidance as well at that time. And sometimes,
that could very well be, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's because they can't get your attention all day because you're so busy rushing about and your mind is full of constant chatter of what you're thinking about and what you've got to do. And so that's the only time they get a bit of peace and it's the only time that they can get through to you that time of morning.
Absolutely, that can be one reason. And if you can make time to meditate or even have a quiet 10 minutes throughout the day, that should also help you sleep in the evening. But most of the time when our sleep is disturbed, it is usually concerning ourself and our own state of consciousness, because the spirit world doesn't want you to be poorly through lack of sleep. So we would always look to work with the sleeper's issues first of all, to see if we can get you a great night's sleep.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Denise, for calling in.
Thank you, Denise. Bye.
Okay, guys, many, many hugs to you all and many, many smiles.
You too.
Many
have a lovely
Christmas.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll go ahead and mute you if you want to hang on and listen to the rest of the show. I'll just go ahead and put you on mute. If not, just go ahead and hang up. She was lovely, wasn't she?
Oh, lovely. Well, they've all been lovely callers tonight.
Absolutely. Yes, they've all been lovely.
Three lovely ladies, and we haven't had any guys ringing in tonight. Sometimes we do. But,
sometimes we do.
Right now we're going to do a video. So I've posted the link in there, Gary. If you want to get people to pull up the players, I'll shoot over to the switchboard and find the track and press play on that when I count you down.
I had a dream one time that I was dead, and the heat woke me up. No, never mind. Go ahead and click the link. And pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, put up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down, and we'll all could synchronize and start the video at the same time. So go ahead and click the link, pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And there is my heart.
Mine too.
And I'm sending my heart to you. It doesn't hurt me to sing, but I know it's killing you.
It wasn't that bad, Gary. We'll let you off. Okay, then. I'm on the switchboard, so I'm going to count you down. So I'll count down. You can click on it if you like, Lauren, but you will need to mute your mic, of course, so we don't get a sound loop. So it's. I'll start counting now. It's called Desiderata. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe.
Right now it's time to light our candles.
we have our candle ceremony. I've lit the Nag Champa to purify the atmosphere. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And unity of all religions and all religious persuasions and none. And I've also lit my candle to represent that we're a circle of love and light, and to represent the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light theirs. And also symbolizes our connection with the light of the Creator. Fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. And right now, we would like to ask the healing angels and the archangels, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel and Raphael, please draw close and be with us now. And help us to send out the healing. And I'd like to sing just 6 times the healing song, which is taken from the words of the prayer that Moses said to Jesus. Moses said to God when his sister Miriam was very, very ill. And it's been made into a song. It's an ancient healing song. I'll just do it 6 times. So I'd like to sing along with me and direct the healing to wherever you want it to go, whether it's Mother Earth, whether it's to some part of yourself that may need healing, or to a friend. And it goes like this. Ana Elna Rafana La 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 Ana Elna Rafana La. Thank you. And right now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
rest. Listen to the sounds of the world around you, the sounds of the room, the noises outside, the sound of my voice, and the sound of your breathing. Feel your attention rise and fall of your chest as you take full and nourishing rest. As you breathe, you feel your muscles beginning to relax. Your toes, feet, and ankles relax. Calf, knees, and thighs relax. Pelvis, hips, and tummy relax. Ribs, chest, and shoulders relax. Upper arms, elbows, forearms relax. Wrists, palms, and fingers relax. Throat, neck, and jaw relax. Cheeks, eyes, and ears relax. Skull, brain, and mind. Take a moment to enjoy this wonderful feeling of being fully relaxed. You are comfortable and you are safe. Breathe in and breathe out. As you become motivated, you need to become to engage with the senses of your mind. You can feel the sand beneath your feet, soft, fluffy, warm sand. Enjoy the feeling of sand in your toes. You smell a tropical scent on the breeze, the gentle breath of the sea, the scent of an exotic bloom, and the essence of the green grass gently surround you. Breathe in and take a moment to enjoy this relaxing shaking. You hear the gentle rolling of the sea. Lazy, soothing waves lap close by. Birds are sweetly singing in the trees, and somewhere just off the coast, a pod of dolphins is playing joyfully. In your mind, look at your beautiful surroundings. Really take it in. You are stuck in paradise. On the most beautiful beach, at the bluest of the clear sea, not far from the most abundant of sea, plants and animals. Take a moment to enjoy this beautiful view and feel the warm and healing sun on your back. As you look, you notice a blanket spread out on the beach. It's for you. Take a gentle stroll towards the comfortable, soft blanket spread out on the sand. When you are ready, lie down and be completely comfortable. Feel all your worries melt and drift away. You are in perfect silence and perfect safety here. You are very comfortable now with your eyes closed, lying on the beach, enjoying the sun. As you grow more and more relaxed, you become aware of a loving and compassionate energy that is contained within the warmth of sun. This is the energy of the Archangel Raziel. Archangel Raziel is bestowing upon you the gift of illumination. He encourages you to understand and seek wisdom from your dreams. Raziel's colors are yellow and gold, the colors that he shines down upon you now. Take a moment to absorb his warm illumination, wisdom, and understanding. From this moment and forevermore, you have a clear understanding of the loving and helpful messages contained within your dreams. When you sleep, it is restful and peaceful, and all the healing that you require is blessed upon you as you sleep. Raziel blesses all of your positive and loving thoughts, ideas, and inspiration, both conscious and subconscious. As you feel his blessing absorb into your being, the sun begins. The sky turns from blue to pink to purple to the deepest inky black. A million stars shine and twinkle around you, and in gazing upon them, you remember that you are a beloved child of the universe, now and forevermore. When you reach this understanding, you begin to return to the sounds of my voice. As you listen to my voice, you feel the earth beneath you. You feel your soul returning to your body. You become aware of the sounds of the room around you. And when you feel ready, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, come back to yourself and open your eyes.
Bet your eyes, girl, will be out of
With Ellie Goulding, lovely song. Are you still there, Lauren?
Yes, Jan, I'm still here.
Thank you for the beautiful meditation. It was absolutely gorgeous. And we want to thank the angelic realm for joining us and the people for calling in as well. But don't go yet because we've got other things to do yet. And I just want to tell you that next week we have the return of Richard Keogh, and he's the singer-songwriter from the UK. And he'll be back next week. And
I wanted to jump in really quickly. I'm chatting with your mother, and Jane says to send you her love, and she's offering her support. She's here with us in spirit. So.
Oh, where are you chatting to her? On Skype?
I'm chatting with her on Skype, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a very good mom. She's incredibly supportive.
Aww.
She says that she says you're nicer than she is. I can't imagine that because she's pretty nice too. So. As far as I'm concerned, you're both a couple of wee cloody dumplings.
Yeah, we're wee cloody dumplings. That's it.
Oh, good grief! Anyway, they've got lovely Scottish accents, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, lovely accents. Because of course they're from there in Scotland.
With Scotland like that, you shouldn't have any. You should not. With Scotch like that, you won't have any trouble finding any chasers.
Oh, that's funny. Good one, Gary.
Very good.
Terrible. I know.
He wrote the book, you know. Oh, dear. No, some of those jokes have been around for so long that they're even before my time, Gary.
I get as much mileage out of them as I can.
Well, you do right. Me too. Some of mine have been dragged out to the ark. Anyway, speaking of ARC, we've had loads and loads of floods here in the UK. We needed an ARC. There's houses being flooded, and it's just been absolutely terrible. People have died in the floods. And has it been okay up there in Scotland, Lauren?
Yes, it's been quite rainy. The last couple of days have been more icy. But certainly we've read it on the news and we've been sending all our love down south to those that require it.
Yeah. That's the way. Well, we do have another chat.
Oh, and your sister is sending you love as well. Carly Dawson is.
I can see my sister in the chat room there. She's sending love.
Yes, I thought that was your sister when I saw her surname.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the family is all here with you. Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very supportive.
That's great. So, shall we give this electric feel a spin?
Absolutely.
Give it a spin.
It's a wonderful song.
You chose this one, didn't you? So, we'll give this one a do. Okay.
Let's take it for a spin on the freeway.
Electric Feel, MGMT. Great track there. Thanks for that, Lauren. Well, we're going to have to say... Sorry, Lauren, did you say something?
Just saying that song's one of my favourites. It always picks me up.
Ah, lovely. You've got a lovely choice of music there. But we're going to play out with something that such as myself remembers. Some of those are a bit new and I haven't heard them. And we're going to say good night, God bless, and we're going to say goodbye to you, Gary, over there in America.
Good night, everyone. I love you all. And Jane is just texting away at me, offering her love and support. And she's a darling, and she's just offering her love and support to everyone.
Well, come back soon, please, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me. I'd be delighted to come back.
And we're going to play out with Roy Orbison, In Dreams. Appropriate, don't you think?
Yes, that came out right around the time the Earth cooled.
Is that right? Oh, I don't think so. Well, I love him anyway. He's got a fabulous voice. From America, Roy Orbison.
There we go.
Goodbye and God bless everybody. See you next week.
Good night, everybody.
And thank you once again, Lauren. Thank you.
Good night.
I love you all.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift.